It's interesting to note the order of the mitzvahs in the second paragraph of Shema. Samta mistavora ilal vavchem al nafshchem. Place these words on your hearts and on your souls. Uksharatim la'isam la'isal yedchem. Tie them. Signs on your hands. Vayil utetches b'ninichem. Head ornaments between your eyes. Then v'limantem isam as b'ninichem daber bam. Teach them to your children. B'shivtcha v'vesecha v'rechtcha v'derecha v'shach v'chay v'kimecha. And then we have the mitzvah of mezuzah. Why so? Perhaps first and foremost, there's a difference over here. Why are we repeating the mitzvahs of mezuzahs and tefillin and mezuzahs? The first paragraph of the Shema was talking about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. The second paragraph of the Shema is talking about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. These mitzvahs of Tefillin and Mezuzah are there to teach us about Emunah and Hashkacha. Perhaps the reason why the chinuch of our children is sandwiched between tefillin and mezuzahs is to teach us something very important. Our education cannot be something that is purely technical. It needs to be something that is immersive. Immersive like the tefillin that binds up our bodies, connects us. Immersive like the home, the Jewish home, where we live our lives. It's surrounded by mezuzahs. Perhaps the chinuch is sandwiched between tefillin and mezuzahs. So tell us that the chinuch needs to be something which is all-encompassing and immersive. More than that, needs to embody the messages of the Shema. Of the Shema and the tefillin. Of the Shema and the mezuzah. That's ultimately what we need to be teaching. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. We're meant to be teaching about Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem, Avas Hashem, love of Hashem. If our education is purely technical, where do we think we're going to get with it? How do we think it's going to work? If it's just a set of rules, if it's just a set of regulations, if there's no neshama in it, it's dry. It's uninspiring. It's not meaningful. It's not real. Tefillin and mezuzah. There to make mitzvahs real to us. To tie Hashem's name to our body. To nail Hashem's name to our doorposts. To have real reminders of what's important in life. Having the psukim, the pasuk that deals with the education of our children between those two tells us that's the way it's meant to be. It's an education that binds, it's an education that connects, it's an education that attaches. Not simply a list of rules and regulations, arbitrary lessons. These are messages that are real. These are messages that get to our hearts, get to their hearts. They go, Tvarim ha'yotzim min ha'lev nichnasim al ha'lev. That go literally from heart to heart.